Hello and welcome to a slightly delayed and probably slightly shorter than usual French Football Weekly podcast. I am your host, Chris. No messing around, straight in tonight. I am joined by Jez. Jez, good evening to you. Hello there. Yes, off the bat, apologies in advance, but we are recording this on a Thursday the 18th, because Phil is poorly this week, so I hope she gets well soon. And Jez and I have had a bit of a kind of a bit of a manic week with work and whatnot. So we wanted to get something out this week to cover the PSG in Europe situation, as well as a quick look back at Liga. There wasn't much going on last week, but two games we do want to have a quick nibble on. So, Jess, thanks for hopping on. Let's talk PSG then, shall we? First of all, because as I say, time of recording on Thursday evening, PSG are through. They beat Barcelona by 4-1 in the Montjuic, and all the narrative that goes with that, etc., and so on. They perform pretty well overall, I thought, in this game. What's your initial thoughts? I think a lot of people have said that this game changed on the red card, on the penalty. I get that, I do, but I also thought PSG, dare I say it, were quite mature once they'd got level. I thought they played it really, really well once they were in that position. What was your overall feelings on the game?
I think sort of going back to the first leg, I think Enrique really stuffed up the first half. Like the way he set the team out in the first half was not good. There were factors like Marquinhos having to play right back, which meant Beraldo, who still looks absolutely useless to me, playing centre back and just being toyed with by Lewandowski. There are a couple of strange choices, even not starting Zaire Emery, actually. A couple of strange calls there, which he rectified at half time. And I guess, even in the second half, although Barca got that late winner, and I mean, essentially that match, I think, was also, you could say, decided by Donnarumma just bottling it again. That it was pretty even second half. And overall, especially after what we saw this week, I mean, I still sort of hold by what I said before the first leg, which is I think the state of both teams at the moment, PSG are a much, 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 much better team than Barcelona. And I know this and probably other stuff I'm going to say is a bit churlish after a 4-1 win away from home, but I don't think it even should have been as close as it was. I think PSG are comfortably the better team. And so I think class won out in the end. But I do think that actually, funnily enough, in a way, harking back to the remontada, I think Barcelona completely lost it mentally. I think the sending off was debatable at best. I don't think either Araujo or Xabi had the right to kind of suggest it was horrific refereeing. You
No.
make a you make a mistake like that, and you put in a challenge like that, then you're asking for trouble. Probably there was another defender covering, but don't put the referee in position to make the call. If need be, just let Barkla go and try his luck against De Stegen. And then Xabi, I think similarly to, was it Emery at the time of the remontada? I think just lost it on the touchline. Sent something flying, got sent off. His goalkeeping coach got sent off as well. And the players see that. And I think it does sort of rub onto the players on the pitch. And then the penalty, I know we disagree on this. I don't think it was a penalty at all. But yet again, it was such an unnecessary challenge. Dembele was running away from goal. So, yeah, I feel like PSG won as they should do, but I think at least as much as that, Barcelona did lose it. And it's interesting that at the end, Mbappe finishes with two goals, because I thought over the two legs, he was pretty ordinary. I mean, he was anonymous in the first one and didn't do much in the second, but that's what he does. I mean, I still maintain that's what he keeps doing for France, actually not playing that well and ending every match with a goal and an assist.
Match winner. Did you see that video that I think I liked actually, but there's a view from behind the goal where you basically see him sort of sprint from the edge of his box and it tracks his whole run. So it's really interesting because he kind of stops his run and goes again three different times and then ultimately gets lucky with that Barcelona sort of awful defending. But good finish, has to be
Yeah,
said.
I mean, the only thing I thought interesting about that was the way he was sort of glancing everywhere as he ran to sort of see where everyone else was. But
Yeah, I noticed
I
that
don't
as
think it was
well.
such an interesting video, to be honest.
Yeah, I like that sort of perspective because I think when we're watching from home, we often sort of just look at the ball. But yeah, no, I take your point. Just on the penalty, like I say, we have differing views, but what was your thoughts on it then? Did you just feel that you got the ball, or because I just can't understand how Cancelo gets a game for anyone. He just can't defend. I just don't understand him.
Well, on that also, I think Barcelona had a couple of important injuries, and also I said PSG away from home. Obviously, you could argue Barcelona away from home as well, as they're not in the Nou Camp, so it really was a good time to play them.
True.
I just thought he got the ball, but it was a stupid challenge to make. I think it was, yeah, I think it
Sort
was,
of.
I think Dembélé dived. And I know a lot of PSG fans are saying, fantastic, Dembélé, so pleased that, you know, you had a crucial part because the Barcelona fans were giving you abuse. They're giving him abuse because he, because of the way he celebrated his goal in the first leg. And, you know, rightly or wrongly, that's what, you know, the dumb thing now is not to celebrate against your old team. I think Barcelona fans actually showed infinite patience with him. So, you know, everyone who listens to this would know that I'm not a massive fan of his, but I don't think he covered himself in glory either on the pitch or with the celebrations.
I can't lie, I did quite enjoy him feeding it back to them on the night, but that is strictly from a French football perspective. As we are recording this
I
live.
don't think, you know, I don't think PSG have earned the right to show a lack of class yet, if you know what I mean.
Oh no, I totally get that. I totally get that. And we may touch on that in a second. Should just let you know that Lille have just gone 2-0 up over Aston Villa, so are in a position to go through as we speak at the time of recording. So let's hope that doesn't bite me on the backside. Benjamin Andre, of all people, has just scored the second. Anyway, just going back to what I was saying about the performance itself, this is a week where we've seen we saw Manchester City go out. We saw Arsenal. Well, actually, I'm not sure I did see Arsenal, to be honest, because we certainly didn't turn up. Anyway, less said about that, the better. We've also seen
Well,
Atletico
it's not the
Madrid.
first time in the last couple of weeks that Ben White has choked, is it?
Stop it. There's some big names have gone out this week, and all the talk has been that
And
Bayern
Arsenal.
and yeah, oh yeah, no, I absolutely, we deserve to go out, rightfully so.
No, but you said big names have gone out, so I was just
Oh,
clarifying.
very good. I'm going to bite my tongue, Jess. I'm going to bite my tongue. But those clubs have gone, and it now sees a situation where PSG excuse me, have to look at this as a really good opportunity to get to the final. I mentioned at the start when we started recording that I felt they put in quite a mature performance, especially once they got in front in this tie. I thought they managed it really well. They manipulated the ball cleverly. They held possession well and created those chances. And although Barca kind of capitulated in the end and gave up that late goal, I thought they did put on a display that suggested there was more of a team ethic there and a real togetherness in that team, which we haven't seen from PSGs of the past. Is it a good thing that they've now got Dortmund, or potentially is it a really worrying thing for you? Because we kind of know what they do when they take oppositions lightly, don't we? And that would be my slight concern. Or do you feel like Enrique will have enough to get into them and say, this is your best opportunity to make it a final and potentially win this tournament?
I think when the draw was made, I said that I think if PSG don't get to the final, it will be a huge disappointment because I think, you know, they avoided all the supposed bigger teams than Arsenal. They were definitely had the beating of Barcelona, and they've definitely got the beating or had the beating of Atletico as well. Dortmund, I know, finished ahead of PSG in the group, but I think PSG are a better team now than they were early in the season. and I think they underperformed in the group, so I still expect that they should go through. Obviously, the fact that I think they beat Dortmund in the group.
They did,
Maybe
if
they
I'm
won at home and drew away. They're relatively lucky to draw away. I think Zaha Emery carried them again.
they got that late goal from him, didn't they?
But I think they definitely start as favourites, and there are sort of I think it's there for the taking. I think the only team that I think I would argue they wouldn't be able to beat on their day is Man City. So even what happened on the other side of the draw, I think suits them. They've proven that they can beat Bayern, and on their day, I think they can beat Real Madrid as well. So they've got some big injury issues. I mean, some might clear up by the time of the final if it comes to that, but they've got injury issues. You know, Tchouaméni's playing in defence at the moment, for example. And, you know, even if they're likely to score, I think PSG have got the talent up front to potentially outscore them. So I think this is the best chance, you know, thanks to the draw mainly. I think this is the best chance PSG have had in a long time. And then obviously there's just, as you know, you alluded to it, what we've always said, there's no point in having just a collection of the best footballers in the world if you haven't got the best team or players who play as a team. And now it's much more of a unit. There's not a gaping hole between defence and attack. And Enrique's found the way to get the right kind of balance when PSG don't have the ball, to ensure that the attackers are still doing their defensive shift, even if they're not needing to sort of bomb back towards their defence. They've got a couple of players who will do that as well. I think we discussed before how last year, I think Vitinha was a scapegoat for a lot, but I think he's been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, he's been brilliant, hasn't he?
I think his goal, I mean, obviously it was an important goal, but I think it was the type of goal it was, I think, hurt Barcelona as well. So, yeah, I think this is as good as tr a chance as they're ever going to get. And obviously, especially as Mbappe is going to leave, they're sort of playing. I don't know to what extent other players are playing for him, but he's certainly playing for him and for history. So, not that he's raised his game, I don't think, against Barcelona, but you know, maybe that's ominous that they've got through even without him near his best.
Well, the narrative is there, isn't it? A PSG Real Madrid final and Mbappe to get the winner before he signs for the club, he potentially ends up with the narrative is there. But don't get me wrong, Bayern. I mean, I think they've not had a vintage season in Germany, but let's not forget they've lost their title to a team that's literally gone undefeated all season. It's not that they've been bad; it's just Leverkusen have been fantastic. So I expect them to give Madrid a good go, but Madrid are Madrid in this tournament, and as last night proved, they've got the pedigree. As for the other tie, I just feel like, as you say, anything other than a final at this point for PSG would be a massive disappointment. And if they were playing Atletico, I probably would say that's the sort of game that they would really struggle in. Dortmund shouldn't be taken lightly, but I just feel that. Do you remember Mbappe for Monaco in Dortmund? Where he sort of almost made his name that night, all those years ago. I just sort of feel like with that defence, with what Hummels and Schlotterbeck and whatnot in it, I just feel like that's tailor-made for an away performance. But we shall see. Just touch quickly on Lille because they are the other representatives as well as Marseille. Marseille go later on tonight against Benfica. Lille are currently 2-0 up with 16 minutes to go against Villa. Obviously, we can't comment on the result at this stage, but would you fancy Lille to potentially pick up this road to the final if they were to get through this Villa tie? Very
I
impressive
think
tonight, by the way.
the first legs, I think, were both teams lost 2-1. And I think Marseille were very lucky to only lose 2-1.
Big
And
time.
Lille were very unlucky to lose 2-1. I think even in the first leg, they really put on a really good show. And you know, maybe David misfired a little bit, or you know, finishing was a bit wayward. So although I haven't been able to watch this, I guess that, you know, this is sort of maybe not justice being done, but it's just a continuation of last week and Lille playing very well. Villa maybe distracted by fight for Champions League place, I don't know, but it's a great opportunity to win a European trophy, so I doubt they're taking it lightly. And we said, like, I think Villa start as favourites because they have to, but Lille are a very good team who on their day play fantastic football, so it's not a big shock. And I can't remember which other teams are in the competition, to be honest, but I think that this one was probably always going to be a potential standout. You've got a team, a team that are challenging for, well, I guess Lille also are challenging for your Champions League places, to be fair, in a top five league, and then a team that are doing very well in the apparently best league in the world. So it was always going to be, I think, whoever comes out of this tie has got to think they've got a very good chance of going all the way.
Yeah, the winners of this tie face Olympiakos or Fenerbahce. Olympiakos are 3-2 up from the first leg with the second to come. And then in the other side of the draw, Pilsen and Fiorentina currently nil-nil, and they were nil-nil in the first leg, so no idea there. And PAOK against Bruges, with Bruges 1-0 up from the first leg in the other tie. So yeah, difficult to know who's going to join potentially Lille or Villa in that other side of the draw. We shall see. We are going to have just a quick touch on Liga. I know you said you didn't want to sort of go too much in depth, but we have to give Metz a mention. We just do, because they had a fantastic weekend, much to my chagrin, if I'm honest. But please just have a couple of minutes to salute that performance, because beating Lens at home is no easy feat, and it puts you in with a real shout of survival now, doesn't it, all of a sudden? Because that was a game I think even you suggested maybe they weren't going to get anything from suddenly, albeit a game in hand for Lorient just above, but same points now. Even Clermont are showing signs of life. So were you pretty impressed with a Mikel Tetsi double as you dispatched Lens at the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think obviously I want to give Metz credit, but Lens were really bad. I mean,
They were, weren't they?
there've been some matches recently where they've played okay and just not got the result, but in this one they were really bad. It was very, very strange performance from them. Not the kind of thing you expect under Marquez. So I don't really know what's going on there. I don't know if it's maybe the end of a cycle. I mean, if De Zerbi leaves Brighton, I was thinking I wouldn't mind Ayres there in terms of still playing exciting football. But, well, like De Zerbi, he seems to have lost his touch recently. But you've got to do whatever you need to do to win the match, and especially going down early to yet another piece of stupidity from Ukidja. I certainly don't think there's any debate over whether that one's a penalty or not. To show the character to come back. They beat Lens away from home this year, totally undeservedly, but they did. And maybe that's kind of, that Lens obviously historically a bit of a bogey team for Metz. So maybe that was a bit of a kind of weight off their back. And then, yeah, to show the character and to come back. And the Mikatatsi is just that little bit of class that Metz are lacking pretty much everywhere else. They have Diallo, I thought it's the latest, who looks a very good find. Udol, you can always rely on, for example, but Mikotadze, I think, just takes them not to another level, but just makes them competitive where they weren't at all. I think he's got 9 goals in 15 games and is comfortably their top goal scorer, and he didn't play for them for 5 months, which says a lot about his ability and maybe a lot about the lack of the other players' ability, certainly up front. So with him, if he can maintain that form, they've got a fighting chance, and they've still got a very difficult run in. But hopefully they can take something from this result and build on it.
It's that classic, so you're telling me there's a chance sort of thing. And speaking of chances, Nantes have done theirs, a power of good, because they won that big game we focused on last week away at Le Havre. by a goal to nil, Kedabamba in the last minute. I think I can't remember the exact quote, but did you hear Kumbwari sort of basically suggest it was like we'd settled for a point and then it was a miracle that we got three or something along those lines? I don't think even he believed, but with almost the last kick of the game, and that result puts Lahav in some real trouble now. Clermont got another useful point at home to Montpellier, though they probably would have needed all three, but they're still in with a shout. Toulouse rather surprisingly won at Rennes, which all but secures their safety. Same for Strasbourg, who won 3-1 against Reims. And there was one other game, which we did want to touch on. Free sort of full disclosure here. I didn't watch this game between Lyon and Brest. I really wish I had have done. The only reason I didn't was because good old BT, no, it's not BT, is it? TNT Sports decided to put this on the internet feed rather than the standard Sunday night Ligue 1 feed. So I just didn't really want to sit on my PC. So I watched Inter Milan instead. But I wish I'd have watched this game because it was bonkers, wasn't it? Lyon won 4-3. I think there was, I'm just looking at the report now, there was a red card apiece. 10 yellow cards and 17 corners, and an Ainsley Maitland-Niles masterclass in the 110th minute to knock home the penalty, which got the result. Lyon were
116th.
116th, is it? Sorry, my apologies. Lyon were in front, and then I think it was three goals in 7 minutes from Brest had them 3-1 up, and then Lyon pulled it back to 3-3 with 10 minutes to go before that late dramatic penalty win. What does this tell us about Lyon? And I guess the bigger question is Pierre Sage doing enough to essentially assure that he will be the long term, not solution, but the long term man at the helm, I guess, because this was a side of Lyon we haven't seen for quite a while, albeit they've had a very good run post Christmas. But to beat Brest is a huge achievement in itself with their form this season. But to come back having seemingly thrown it all away is, it does show that there is some heart there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the referee got 1 out of 10 in L'Équipe.
Yeah, true. I
Tells you a little
mentioned that.
bit.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a couple of decisions wrong in Brest's favour as well, but a hell of a lot more in Lyon's favour. And yeah, I think they were helped out a lot. Brest should have gone ahead early on because they should have had a penalty. There's no way that Lyse Malou should have been sent off.
That's a joke, wasn't it?
The penalty, there doesn't seem to be much debate about because basically the keeper almost killed Lacazette, but
Yeah.
the ball had already gone. The defender had already cleared the ball. So anyway,
I'm with you.
yeah. So all that said, and I think Brest played the better football and were done over by the ref, but Lyon showed huge character. It was interesting. I think when Brest went 3-1 up, a couple of Lyon players, particularly Lacazette, looked absolutely furious, and that was sort of good to see. Just to see, that they're invested and they're sort of into it and competitive. And you didn't really see that at the start of the season. It was sort of limp defeat after limp defeat. So I know they've got now crazily the incentive of Europe, but yeah, I thought it was amazing to show that the character they did. Led again by, I think, Lacazette sort of led the line really well, not just his goal, which was a great goal, but as I said, sort of the leadership and the kind of, pulling everyone along with you sort of was impressive. So yeah, for Pierre Sage, and he's got to take a lot of credit for that. I think, hearing people say this is the most amazing comeback from a team ever, blah blah blah, I still think that's bullshit.
Bit much,
When you
yeah.
think of the amount of money they spent in January, at least compared to other French teams, they were never really going to struggle. They're always going to be able to buy their way out of it, I think. But you've got to give Sage a huge amount of credit for the way he's getting them all putting together with the right attitude. Even the fact that someone like Maitland-Niles, who has been playing a lot because he can fill in lots of different positions, but I wouldn't say he's been playing particularly well.
No.
For him to have the balls to step up and take that penalty and score it quite comfortably. I think, that says a lot about the atmosphere that Sarge has got going within the squad. So You have to say, if he wants the job, he's done more than enough to earn it. It's just the question is whether Textor, etc., think that a team like Lyon are deserving of a fancier name. But I think they've been a little bit burnt by that recently, and I think they'd be, if he wants the job, I think they'd be crazy not to give it to him.
Yeah, and I think he'd be crazy to not want it at this point because surely, I mean, he's done enough. But yeah, I'm with you. I still think this Lyon team needs a pretty big rebuild in the summer, but it just depends on what sort of money they get, and of course where they end up, because they could still qualify for Europe, and they could of course still win the cup potentially. Although obviously PSG standing in their way, they will be hoping PSG go a bit further in the Champions League, one would suspect.
I have to
Interesting.
say, although, again, Cherki was great when he came on, and he seems to be becoming a bit of a super sub, like changing matches when he comes on, which I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
He was
Hello.
great. Del Castillo, obviously, against his sort of childhood team, was great. But I did feel sorry for Brest just because I thought they played some fantastic football at times.
Well, they've been, I mean, they are basically Lons of last year, aren't they? It'd be really interesting to see how they get on, if they do indeed get on into the Champions League, because I think I'm right in saying they would go straight into the group stage, wouldn't they? Because they're, I think I'm right in saying, I don't think they'd have to qualify. So they really would have quite a lot on their plate over the summer to strengthen that squad. But yeah, it'd be really interesting to see how they go next year. So it's a little way away yet. But yeah, Lyon potentially have an opportunity. I think if you look at their trajectory as opposed to where Marseille were at the start of the year, it's quite frightening how that's turned around. But much challenge ahead for both. Speaking of which, we should mention before we go, by the way, Aston Villa have just scored, although, yep, I think it's going to count. So I think you called that earlier on, didn't you? Nice have got Lorient. That's the Friday game, so tomorrow at the time of recording. Nantes have got Rennes. Lens host Clermont. Lille Strasbourg is on Sunday, as is Reims Montpellier. Le Havre Metz, that's a big one for you. A big one for you. Brest against Monaco in that fight for the aforementioned second place. Toulouse face Marseille in the evening game. That's the early evening game on Sunday. And then PSG face Lyon, which of course is the next big test for Lyon, to see if they can capitalize on PSG being through to the final. Would I be right in saying that your game with Le Havre is the standout one there, as well as potentially that clash between Brest and Monaco? Obviously, PSG Lyon is a given, but those other two fixtures are pretty massive, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, if Le Havre score, they're probably it's sort of like a 6-pointer, because if they win, sorry, they put that gap between them and Metz. If Metz win, I think they'd actually go ahead of Le Havre. So it's huge for both. And
Tell you if you like. I'm just getting the table up now. So,
yeah, they would.
yes, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
So yeah, for I was going to say, Love need to kind of, steady the ship or stop the downward spiral. Mess need to maintain their positive result from or form from the other day. I mean, I don't think form has got anything to do with it. You just need to get the result, however you get the result. And
Yeah.
it's massive for both. I think that's definitely the sort of biggest match in terms of what there is to play for this
Yeah.
weekend. As you said, you've got Nantes Rennes, that's obviously a derby of sorts. PSG Lyon is always going to be big and grudgy. I like
Yeah.
that grudgy. And yeah, Brest Monaco is huge, because after Brest defeat, Monaco, I think they're 1 point behind, but with a game in hand.
They are indeed, yeah.
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 So, I mean, that's the one. If you're looking for great football, I wouldn't necessarily watch Le Havre Metz.
No. No.
Just for pure quality of football, I think Brest Monaco there as well should be the standout match.
Yeah. And do you expect Leon to give PSG a game, or are you sort of
No.
thinking, no? I tend to agree, if I'm honest. I hope I'm wrong, because I feel like we haven't had a really good PSG Lyon or PSG Marseille game for well, to be fair, the PSG Marseille game would have been different had certain decisions gone that way. But yeah, I would
Yeah,
quite
it'll be
like
interesting to know whose side the ref is on this week.
that. Or what rating he gets in L'Équipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. But that is all for next week. Like I say, apologies, a little bit short this week. We were pushed for time, but we wanted to get something out. So thank you for being patient with us. We wish Lille the best. They're in basically in stoppage time, so a little bit of a controversial goal for that equaliser for Villa. Chevalier seemed to get a shove before dropping the ball, so unfortunate there. But the goal was given, and that is what it is. But good luck to them for the rest of this game. Good luck to Marseille, and we'll be back next week to break it down as who's gone who. And of course, we'll, by that time, we'll know who is playing as well. So join us for that. Jez, thanks for squidging it in this evening. Much appreciated. That's a terrible
Thank
turn of
you.
phrase, but thank you. And best wishes to Phil. Hopefully she'll be back with us next week. And like I say, we will be back this time of the year. It is a little bit of a nightmare for us timing wise. So keep an eye out because it might be Tuesday, might be Wednesday, might be Monday. Who knows? We'll be back at some point next week. So until then, thanks for being patient. Enjoy your French football, whichever team you follow. And we will speak to you very soon.